question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Okay, here we go. Mary and I appreciate you being with us for the fastest 2 hours in travel as we move right along today. And we're going to turn to today's installment of the Chief Travel Leader Series.
That's right. And holding for us on that show hotline is show friend Lindsay Uberoth. She's the CEO of Preferred Hotels and Resorts. And we want to check in with her today and reconnect to begin this new year.
Yes, we do. Lindsay, Happy New Year. Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning and Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year.
Happy to be on.
Thank you very much. We hope you are well, and very nice to hear your voice again. And on that note, I'm going to say, listen, I think everyone hearing my voice and yours and Mary's across the country today agrees when I say we are all happy to say 2021 and leave 2020 behind in the rearview mirror for sure. We know the travel world, really a positive note, experienced some pandemic highs over the holidays with air passengers, as the TSA reported on most days that there were well over 1 million people on the move through airports. So that's some good news. It does make me wonder, however, how operations and occupancies overall were at your hotels in the Preferred family during the holidays. And really, Lindsay, since we last spoke back on July 11th, so 6 months ago, what are some of your thoughts, you know, about what your company experienced in 2020 navigating the pandemic?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time over the holidays reflecting on 2020, and I think in hindsight, many of us will look back and see it as a lot of bright spots, despite what happened. But it was an up and down year, and 2021's starting off a little bit like that. You know, in the early days, I'll call it the dark times, when we had about 60% of our 750 hotels closed. That was kind of in the March, April timeframe. To now fast forward to present day, having close to 90% of the hotels open, to me is a good sign of a recovery, that hotels have been able to adapt their operations to stay open, to make sure that those that are traveling feel safe. Occupancies, they fluctuate, and it's really being driven upon what's happening in states and countries. So over the holidays, for example, we had a lot of resorts. Resorts still are trending much better than city center hotels. Many of them, again, had great holiday traffic and occupancy, and that was a wonderful thing to see. But you have places like here where I sit in California, where the state has put pretty stiff restrictions on hotel stays, so two-week sure. minimum stays or mm-hmm. Essential travel. So, you know, that kind of curtails what's happening in certain markets. And that's trending around the globe, depending on, like I said, the state or the country mandates. So, you know, things have been, there's high moments and low moments. But I just think at the end, I'm very inspired and humbled by the way our hotels have been able to adapt and make sure that they're there to welcome travelers and make them feel safe, special, and have a great experience.
Well, thank you for that. That was candid and honest. I want to give you a brief opportunity to talk about your rewards program, because we touched on it last time, but you've given a few more extensions. And I think during a time like this, when CEOs have to make tough decisions, every line item counts, it's a tough time. Airlines are being a little more adaptive with change fees eliminated and things like that. You've done something with your I Prefer Rewards program that we like, and anyone listening on the show can get an exclusive elite status. You can get bumped up to the elite status if you go to our home page. Talk to us with what you've done with the rewards program that's really going to help consumers.
Yeah, I mean, I think what was important, again, because of all these travel restrictions in place, we did not want our most loyal guests to lose their points. So we've continued to extend the points expiration so that when they have the ability to travel, that they're going to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, that we're offering a bonus to bump them up to elite status, which gives them additional benefits and amenities when they check in. All the hotels are being very flexible about cancellation penalties. We under, you know, kind of gone are these of, you know, if you don't cancel or if you've pre-booked and prepaid, we realize that travel right now is very fluid. So, you know, we want to make sure that when travel returns, that all of our loyal guests get all those benefits and that those points don't go to waste.
Well, no, that's terrific.
That's important, I think, because we've all worked hard to accrue, and, you know, through no fault of our own, we don't want to lose. So we definitely respect
it.
You know, talking about that, so we'll switch to the business travelers out there, because, you know, we're all looking for that bounce back in travel, certainly as the year progresses and as the vaccine becomes more widely distributed. Leisure travel, it's done okay, and it should continue to gain momentum. But the CEO in me, particularly, is concerned about business travel. Last-minute business travel, convention and travel events, executives and employees with expense accounts, they're important to hotels. So how are some of the big city properties managing? Is there anything that the preferred hotels and resorts family or specific properties are doing that you want to talk about it to entice travelers, business travelers particularly?
Yeah, well, I think the most important part is we actually, our hotels in major city centers are open. So I think
that's helpful.
You know, that's a good start.
When you look at major, I take the New York cities, the Londons, the San Francisco's, they're about to start reopening. You know, it depends around the globe, and those are major, hubs for business travel. I think once having the hotels open, making sure that, again, that the guest feels safe, comfortable, that they're getting the additional amenities too. I mean, these hotels are so excited to welcome business travelers back. They've also pivoted to making sure that they can adapt their guest rooms so that they're more conducive for business. You know, some people are actually going, because their offices are closed, they're going into hotels and staying there and doing business out of that. So they've been really, really creative with how to make their space more amenable to business travelers. And I think what we are seeing, and I've said this, I mean, corporate travel has been slow to return, but there's this thing called competition. And the minute somebody hears that their competitors is out meeting with clients or their clients, it motivates demand. And and we're starting to see that, corporate travel back.
Good. Lindsay, Preferred Hotels and Resorts has a number of brands. You've got Legend, Lifestyle, Residences, Historic Hotels, which people may be familiar with. I want to give you a chance to talk about your new partnership with Beyond Green. It's a sustainable hotel brand that's being built and created. I'd love for you to share with everyone what we can expect from that.
Oh, my gosh. My favorite thing to talk about in 2020, it was a bright light. We were super excited to do our B2B launch of our new brand called Beyond Green, which is a new brand under the Preferred Hotel Group portfolio. And this brand is solely focused on hotels that are incredibly committed to sustainable leadership. And I think what's unique about this, and there's no other brand that exists to my knowledge in current day, is that it's committed to not just sustainability on properties. It's committed to sustainable tourism, and it's based on three pillars, and they're very simple. One is obviously the sustainability piece, reduce, reuse, recycle. But the other two pillars are focused on community. You know, what are you doing to hire locally, source locally, be involved in your community? And then the third is all about culture and heritage. How are you celebrating and recognizing the destination that you're in, the heritage about it, and this whole belief that you have to have all three pillars to really have sustainable tourism, which is really what those of us that believe in travel feel strongly about. You know, very stringent criteria for those hotels that join. We launched with 24 founding members. We could have launched with more, but in light of the fact that we can't physically get out to inspect all of the hotels, these had all been pre-vetted, and they run from Ashford Castle in Ireland to the Brando down in Tahiti to Post Ranch Inn to Three Camel Lodge in Mongolia and a lot in Africa, as you would expect. But it's a wonderful brand for those that really believe in what we call it being a good guest while being a good host, doing good for the planet while traveling. And we have great aspirations. We think that this will grow to well over 100 hotels.
Well, and folks, again, that's Beyond Green. And some of those properties you mentioned, I know we did a remote few years ago from Ashford. That's a phenomenal property to go see. You know, we just announced last segment that our show is beginning 2021 with nearly 25 new affiliates joining our network. It's going to push us over 465 weekly affiliates now airing the show. Before the broadcast today, I was told that you have 15 other new properties besides Beyond Green coming. We only have about 30 seconds with you left right now. So first, congratulations, but any that you want to hit on? Because that's terrific to have 15 new properties coming.
Oh, my, 15, and these are new build hotels. So, I mean, everything from Big Sky, Montana to the Pendry in New York, with a Londoner in London. We've got properties opening at Park City, Italy, Puerto Rico, quite a few in Florida. So it's a great mix of resorts and urban, city center hotels that are opening up. Perfectly complement the Preferred Hotels and Resorts portfolio if you're looking for something unique.
Well, very exciting news. We'll definitely stay in touch. We'll look forward to checking some of those out. Lindsay, as always, I mean, listen, the time goes by. It was almost 10 minutes. It just flies by on the show, but we appreciate your time and the conversation. Do stay in touch. We'll look forward to talking soon, and cheers for a good year ahead, okay?
Same to you.
Take care, Lindsay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a great one. Yep. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, Mary. Lindsay Huberoth, Preferred Hotels and Resorts. And folks, get your exclusive elite status in the Preferred Hotels and Resorts I Prefer program. The benefits you're going to receive are many. I promise you'll thank us. As we pause for a quick break, be sure to start off the new year by connecting with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. 80% of today's live broadcast is still to come, including Mary and me answering some listener emails. Stay with us, everyone. The show is back with more after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.